Okay, I'll get started with the next session. Just to review here, the principle C, prayer demands understanding of the will of God.
第三个祷告原则呢，就是我们所有的祷告必须是跟着神的意志，要了解神的意志来祷告。
And I was emphasizing that you have to understand the will of God, but that's not easy because we're in the devil's world and we're easily deceived.
但是我们要了解神的意志并不是那么容易，因为我们在的是一个属世的魔鬼所控制的一个世界里面，所以其实很多事情我们都会被欺骗。
One thing we do know that the will of God is for your life is that you should know the will of God. So the will of God is that you know the will of God.
那我们呢可以从一件事情是了解，就是神呢他的意志其实就是要我们理解他的意志。
God expects us to spend our entire lives learning the will of God, and He provides everything we need to be able to do that.
而且神呢，他最重要的事情就是希望我们能好好的去了解他的意志，学习他的意志，所以他才会提供我们整本的圣经，整本的神的话语。
And we see many times in scripture, whether it's in the Psalms or in other passages where you have people praying or even commands in scripture, God teach me your will. It's almost like a prayer. We see David says it many times, God let me know thy will.
但不管是诗篇里面呢，你也就会看得到大卫常常在跟神祷告说，神啊，请让我能够理解你的意志，你的旨意。
And that's a good prayer that we can all pray. God, teach me your will. But it's a prayer that God will answer. You can be sure of that.
像这样的祷告就是我们都要有的祷告，就是我们要跟神求，让我们理解神的旨意是什么。那这样的祷告绝对是符合神心意的祷告，也就是神会应允的祷告。
But it's very easy to pray these things. You say, God, teach me your will, and you can be very sincere about wanting to know the will of God. But only those who have truly positive volition are going to actively seek for the will of God, to know what the will of God is.
And also to apply.
Well, yeah, that's the second step, of course.
Okay. 但是呢，要口中去求说，啊，神啊，请让我知道你的旨意。其实好像说的还蛮容易的，但你是不是真的能够是认真的去寻求神的旨意，那就是另外一回事了。
And there's a lot of things to happen in your life, a lot of changes that need to be made, a lot of sacrifices that need to be made while you're learning the Word of God.
而在真正的寻求，热切的寻求神的旨意的过程，其实是要放弃很多事情，然后你会遇到很多的阻碍，然后你才真正的能够看到、听到、学到神的旨意。
One thing you have to understand is that the will of God is given very clearly through the imperative moods in Scripture, which means the commands. So if God gives you an imperative mood, that's the will of God, obviously.
其实呢，你在看圣经的时候，你只要看到圣经里面是用神的话语，是用所谓命令句来表达的时候，那都是神他的旨意。
Okay, and imperative again means like somebody is giving you a command to do something. So we can talk about commands or the orders, I guess. Okay, but there was, I was thinking of another word as well. But these are synonyms. That God gives you a command or an order to do something.
Decree.
Decree is a little bit different because decree can have many meanings. But this is where God says, you know, love your neighbor or love God or be filled with the Holy Spirit. Study the Word of God, these kind of things. You can be sure that's the will of God.
所以就是说，如果在圣经里面呢，很清楚的讲说，这是神的命令，神的一个律法等等，它都可能就是，不是可能，它就是代表神，它要我们怎么做。那要我们怎么做，就是神的旨意。
Yeah, and even things like, you know, don't be angry or stop worrying. We've looked at those commands in Scripture as well. That's the will of God.
像比如说 不准生气，不得忧虑，这样子的都是在圣经里面很重要的命令。
And stop gossiping and stop judging. Honor your father and mother, for example.
然后也不能够讲八卦，然后不能够去评判别人，论断别人。而且你必须要荣耀你的父母，尊崇你的父母。
Right. And then just before the break, I mentioned about, you know, the governments of the world and how we're actually commanded to pray for the government leader. So that's something else in the will of God. You should be praying for your leaders.
然后另外一个很重要的这个神的旨意就是我们要为我们的国家领袖要祷告。
Husbands love your wives, and then, you know, wives obey your husbands.
先生要爱太太，太太要顺服于先生。
And children obey your parents.
然后小孩要顺服于父母。
So if you're praying, these are the kind of things you could be praying for. Say, God, teach me how to do these things with the right attitude.
而这些呢都是神在教我们要有的态度，这就是我们最适合去祷告的内容。
Yeah, but a lot of people get so in their prayers, they think that now's an opportunity to pray for what I want. You know, God give me a successful business, or God let me pass my exams, or you know, God let me overcome my toothache, something like that.
但是呢我们常常都以为我们的祷告是为了要求我们要什么。比如说求神让我的考试可以通过，然后求神让公司大赚钱，然后求神让我牙齿不要痛。
Something like that. There's just examples, but that's the kind of things that people like to pray for.
但是这样子的祷告却是好像大家常常在做的。
One thing that I learned through studying with Max, and he was saying, you know, when you pray,You could always add at the end of your prayers, if this is your will.
那个 Max 这个牧师他的建议就是呢，如果我们的祷告是好像不合乎神的心意的话，你可以在你的任何祷告后面都说，这如果是神你要我做的。
Especially if you're unsure whether it's the will of God or not, because say you're praying for, you know, God, I want to get rid of this sore tooth, or you know, maybe you've got a disease.And you get, maybe you're dying of cancer. Some people pray, God, take away my cancer. But you should really say at the end of it, if it's your will, O Lord. You cannot demand God do something like that.
就是说，所以我们在祷告的时候，我们有时候不清楚神是不是真的有这样的旨意。就我们这样的祷告是否合乎神的心意，我们不清楚的时候，我们就可以说，比如说牙齿。的坏掉了，求神把他这个酸痛的牙齿去掉，或者是说求神啊把某一种疾病好拿掉，最后都要说，但求这个是神你的心意，你的旨意，我们才这样求。所以你就至少后面还是说要符合神的心意。
But in the cases I gave just now, the examples of things that we know is the will of God. For example, husbands should love their wives. If you're praying, if you're a husband and you're praying, God, teach me how to love my wife, you don't have to say if it's your will, because you know it's His will. It's very clear in Scripture.
但是呢，如果你现在在求的一件事情，比如说一个先生去求说啊，神啊，请教我如何爱我的太太。这个就不需要再问说，哎，如果这是神的旨意了，因为你先生爱太太本来就已经很清楚，你都知道是神的旨意了，那这个真的不必求了。
But yeah, just emphasizing, yeah,
不是不必求了，是不必再去问了，不用再去问说，哎，这是神你的旨意吗？
But again, yeah, the emphasis here is that you need to know the will of God, and that's a lifelong process of studying doctrine and experiencing God in your life.
所以呢，我们要能够知道神的旨意，是我们整人生都要学习的事情啊。然后我们才能理解我们要如何的祷告，符合神的心意。
Okay, now get on to the next principle. It says here that prayer must be offered in the status of the filling of the Holy Spirit.
好，第四个呢，就是呢，我们的祷告必须是在圣灵充满的情况下，好的一个祷告。
Okay, so we just have a quick look at Ephesians 6:18 here.
我们看以弗所书六章十八节。
Now remember in Ephesians 5:18, we have that command to be filled with the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians 6:18, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication. Okay, and you know, supplication tends to mean praying for other people in the Spirit.
在圣灵里随时多方祷告祈求并要为此警醒恒守为众圣徒代祷。
Okay, and that's the key word there, is in the spirit. You have it in the Greek, en pneumati. Now, something else about the Greek grammar, which I've never really emphasized before, I guess. You have what's called the dative of means. So you have the word en, which they translate in English as in. Okay, so that's easy enough to understand.
我们现在讲的是一个希腊文的文法问题。 那EV就是IN, 就是英文是in在里面的意思。
Okay, so this is, in English you say pneumati. Okay. You have the preposition, these are prepositions here.
你有个介词在前面。
And then you have the noun, and the noun takes on many forms, but here is what they call the dative locative, takes on a few forms, or instrumental of means. Okay. See, some nouns are going to be subject, some are going to be object, and then you can have an even genitive, which means they belong to something. But here, the noun with the preposition can be translated as by means of. That's what this means. Because of the Greek grammar structure, because this form, when you have the preposition and the noun is in, this is what this kind of noun is called, the written form. Dative means in a time or place. Locative is location, could be in a place, so that's why you say in the spirit. But we're not talking about a particular place. Here we're talking by means, the means that something is happening.
就是说这个虽然他用的是EN,如果直接翻译是在, 是应的意思，但实际上这个字呢，因为它整个词态的状况，它其实是有那个借着或靠着的意思，就是所以你刚刚看我们的那个中文翻译里面说靠着圣灵，那我们本来是说在圣灵里祷告，那它这个有那种借着圣灵来祷告的意思。
Usually they translate in the spirit, and obviously they're talking about the Holy Spirit, so I can put a capital S.
所以直接翻译的话是在圣灵中，在圣灵里。
But really, what does it mean if you're doing something in the spirit?
所以到底什么叫在圣灵里呢？
The Bible never actually mentions, apart from this phrase here, at salvation we're given the filling of the Holy Spirit, and we're told the Holy Spirit is in us. And there's even verses that say we're in Jesus Christ. But apart from where you see incorrect translations, there's no way you can be in the Spirit. I mean, theologically it doesn't make sense.
It's like the Holy Spirit is like around us.
Well, then you'd have to say around. But you can't use the preposition in the Spirit.
It's like in the water.
Well, okay, when you understand the Greek grammar, it's by means of. But this is really the only translation that makes sense, or the only way it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. 就说如果说我们要讲说我们在圣灵里，这个说法呢，它其实并没有那么的完整，所以在希腊文的这个语法中，你要把这个在圣灵里的在呢，要把它当作借着圣灵。
Now you do have, of course, like in Christ, we are in Christ, but that's because of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Remember, that puts you in union with Christ. So we're actually in Christ. But here, the Holy Spirit, He's working through us and we're using His power.
So can we say in Christ is also by means of Christ?
No, because theologically it's a different situation. The writing would be the same format, but there you have the locative.
But when we talk about like in Jesus' name, when we talk, have a prayer at the end, we say in Jesus' name.
That's right.
It can be said by means of Jesus' name.
I'd have to look at that because that
because
sort of makes
that's
sense.
Why we Chinese translate as a feng, 主耶稣基督之名.
Oh, of course, right, okay.
So feng is almost like by means of.
That's right, okay. Yeah, so, and that does make sense, actually. But here again, when you look at the way, what they call instrumental of means, which means what's the instrument you're using? We are praying by means of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. 圣灵里呢，它其实是等于是靠着什么，然后能够让我们祷告，那是靠着圣灵来祷告，借着圣灵来祷告，所以这是一个特殊的文法。那我刚刚也有问那个Tim说，那我们奉主耶稣之名，这个其实原来因为是在耶稣的名字里来祷告，它其实所以可能是同一个概念。他说对。
Yeah, but actually, and also remember, when you're saying in the name of Jesus, really you're using his name, but that's representing Jesus himself.
Right.
So really you're saying by means of Jesus, or yeah, his thinking. So you're praying according to his thinking.
就是我们奉主耶稣之名祷告，好，它其实的意思就是我们是在用着耶稣基督的所有的思维跟旨意来做这样的祷告。
See, the name of Jesus would have no power, no meaning, if it wasn't for the person of Jesus whom that name represents.
就是如果只是耶稣的名字，这个名字不代表什么意思，这个名字代表了耶稣才是有意思。
Now, also remember, we're looking at Ephesians 6:18, and in the old days, when Paul was writing the book of Ephesians, he didn't separate it into chapters and verses. It was one epistle, it was one letter. There might have been paragraphs. But, you know, Paul didn't write and say, okay, here's Ephesians chapter 1, here's Ephesians chapter 2. It was one long letter.
我们要知道哈，像在以弗所书，当时保罗在写的时候是没有分什么六章十八节什么，它是一个很长的一封信，并没有在分节的。
Yeah, and so if you just look back a few lines before this, Paul was talking about the filling of the Holy Spirit, remember, in Ephesians 5:18. So it's all on the same, even on the, probably on the same page. He's already been talking about the filling of the Holy Spirit.
而在以弗所书的五章十八节已经在讲说这个要圣灵充满的事，那个保罗就已经在讲这件事，但其实这个可不是分成两章啊，他在写的时候就是那个信的前后而已。
So when he's talking about by means of the Holy Spirit here, the reference is to the filling of the Holy Spirit. The summary is if you're going to pray, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以前面呢就在讲说啊要圣灵充满，后面就在讲说祷告的时候要靠着圣灵，那也就是说你要在圣灵充满的状况下来祷告。
Okay, I think we can move on to the next principle here now.I'll tell you what, let's stop for another, just a 5 minute break, because we're going to have to come back for about 9:30 and we'll finish up at 9 o'clock.
好，我们8点30来回来，我们要换一下那个电池，8点30回来。